Sheikh Farid is known as the great Sufi mystic who lived 7 centuries ago. He was also a spiritual poet, and some of his poems are in the Adi Granth. Sheikh Farid was born in the Punjab of India in 1173. He was a Sufi Sikh, a mystic filled with love, an Arabic scholar, a poet, and mystical teacher. In Sheikh Farid's time, poetry was sung to music. It taught and provided musical fun gatherings of spiritual students that would meet with their spiritual teacher. Sheikh Farid spoke the Persian language to his students, his spiritual teacher, and fellow Sufis. He taught the mystical path of God realization, attainment. Sheikh Farid is known as a Sufi saint. The place where he was born is in northern border of India and Pakistan, and he lived 93 years. Sheikh Farid lived during a turbulent time in his area due to the Christian Crusades in constant battle from 1095 to 1291 Common Era. Then there was the Turk tribes invading the lands for conquest across Central Asia, which pushed refugees and immigration population into the area where Sheikh Farid lived. Therefore, there was Hindu and Muslim population living together in the Punjab region. The educated elite spoke Persian, Arabic, Turkish, and Sanskrit. Since Sheikh Farid was a scholar of Persian and Arabic, his Persian poetry was the rage by all who spoke Persian. He is most known due to his poetic verses in the Adi Granth, which is the spiritual scriptures of the Sikhs who are associated with Guru Nanak. Since there was a mixture of cultures, the Sufi spirituality influenced the Indian spirituality, and hence Sheikh Farid is known as a Sufi teacher and mystic saint that brought together the religious differences and is celebrated as one of the mystic poets from the Punjab. In the Sufi faith, a spiritual guide and teacher of such a high importance. Mysticism is a spiritual path that is open to all people, regardless of no spiritual background or someone who is associated with a belief system. Mysticism is not taught from books alone and requires direct personal experience, and this is why a spiritual guide is important. A seeker learns the practical application of mysticism by way of being with the mystic. The spiritual seeker is able to integrate in many ways by being with the mystic teacher through transference of energy and high frequency vibrations, seeing how the teacher lives their life, interaction, mystic teachings, and so forth. Most mystic teachers don't teach over the internet and only offer in-person classes and retreats, as was done centuries ago. Modern mystics today prefer to teach in small groups of people in person. The internet is a great resource for finding a spiritual teacher and signing up for classes. Yet a mystic teacher will utilize this resource to offer in-person classes and retreats. This offers the spiritual seeker a more personalized path of spiritual understanding and attainment. Mystical spiritual teachers are not interested in large numbers. They seek a more sincere student looking for a high-level path of spiritual attainments, such as self-realization and God-realization. These are very high spiritual attainments and are not gained quickly. Similar to climbing a mountain, this takes time and diligence. This is not a passing fascination, for nothing is gained quickly. Mystical teachers have been on the planet for centuries. High-level souls seem to be the ones attracted to mystics and mystical spiritual teachings that go beyond the boundary of traditional belief systems, therefore open to all. Mystics teach that we are a piece of source and therefore, as a soul, always connected and deeply loved. Mystics help souls on their spiritual journey, guidance with spiritual attainments, and awaken them to their purpose work, their reason for incarnation at this time on this planet. This would have been the work that Sheikh Farid would have done with his spiritual students, helping them in their human journey and spiritual guidance. These mystics are inspirational in how they live their life, their dedicated service to helping souls achieve their spiritual goals. Many souls come into this physical plane to complete their goals and attainments. Therefore, we'll look for a spiritual teacher that will help them on this human and spiritual journey. Let us remember that we are not separate from Source. We are a piece of Source in physical form, having a human experience. Here is an example of a poem from Sheikh Farid. Do not speak ill of the dust, for there is nothing equal to the dust. In life, it is beneath your feet, and after death, you are beneath it. Why wander through the woods, crushing the thorns under your feet? The Lord abides within you. Why search for him in the woods? Look upon pleasure and pain as the same. Eradicate corruption from your heart. Whatever pleases the Lord God is good. Understand this, and you will reach his court. Each heart is a jewel. Evil it is to break any. Should you seek to find the beloved, break no one's heart. It was not opened unto you, for you had not journeyed the distance. Otherwise, who has ever been denied who has knocked on this door? If your desire is to find your soul, look for it among the people of the heart, so you too may become what they are. I hope you have enjoyed this time talking about Sheikh Farid, this great Sufi mystic.